16-year-old Taylor Walsh loves her sport, but netball in particular holds a special place in her heart.
For me as a person, it's helped me grow. Like, over the years, I've been so shy, but now I can, like, finally, you know, be confident in myself. So there's not many people in this world that are very confident in what they say, and everybody should be confident.
Taylor has been among a handful of young Indigenous women who've travelled to Melbourne to take part in the Lagunta Sisters Netball Program. Its aim is to engage and inspire Aboriginal youth to not only develop their fitness, but learn the importance of teamwork and leadership. Netball player Elaine Osei-Safo has been putting the girls through their paces.
Being a part of a team environment, you're supported by other people and you have to support them as well. And you also have to take initiative on the court and off the court and just being there for the people in your team and leading by example.
The program is a joint venture by Netball Victoria and the Corin Gamagee Institute, which operates from the headquarters of the Richmond Football Club. While the Tigers have been making headlines with their historic premiership win this past weekend, KGI program manager Tara Brown says it's also helping draw some attention to people who don't usually get as much coverage.
To be the best that they can be and to be change makers, to challenge like statistics of not only Aboriginal people, but women. So we're obviously underrepresented in sport and in leadership positions. So sport is a really good outlet for them to start to feel empowered.
The girls are encouraged to put their newly found skills into practice within their communities, which stretch from Morwell to Mildura. And for Taylor Walsh, the bond the participants share runs deep.
Over the years, I've made a lot of new friends, and not only can I call them friends, I can call them family as well.